I'm Jason Brown with Lappy and Parrot Productions, and Sierra Wave Media. Here's today's news. Well, Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, also known as LADWP, this month sent their hydrographers into the Sierra, that's the Eastern Sierra, backcountry, and conducted the first snow survey of the season. Every year, snow surveys begin on February 1st and continue monthly through April 1st. During the final snow survey of the season in April, which marks the end of the water runoff year, LADWP also measures the surface elevation of Mono Lake. This lake level reading, along with the annual snow surveys, provides essential data that supports forecasting and informs water deliveries to the city of Los Angeles. As of February 10th, yesterday, LADWP Eastern Sierra current snowpack conditions reported 11.1 inches of water content. That's 100% of normal to date, 62% normal of typical water year ending April 1st. What's a snow survey? Well, simple. Snow surveying is a century-old practice that measures snow depth to determine its water content, helping predict runoff and provide a reliable water supply forecast. Snow depths are measured at four Eastern Sierra basins. We have Cottonwood Canyon, Big Pine Canyon, Rock Creek, and Mammoth Pass. Markers are placed at specific locations and are regularly checked for snow levels and water content. More information on snow surveying and adapting to climate conditions. This article can be found on our website at sierrawave.net. Well, March is National Women's Appreciation Month. Here at the Capitol, Senator Marie Alvarado-Gill will have the honor of recognizing an exceptional woman in the community to join her in the Women of the Year Senate floor ceremony on Monday, March 16th. She's soliciting nominations directly from leaders in the community to honor women that are currently a veteran whose service, advocacy, or support for military personnel and veterans has significantly strengthened the community. Please take a moment to identify a member of your community to nominate for this prestigious award. In addition, she will be honoring women in their local community with honorary certificates as well. Senator Marie Alvarado-Gill encourages you to include anyone you believe should be celebrated, whether they are a volunteer, business leader, elected official, or community superstar. All nominees must meet the following requirements: be a woman, 18 years of age or older, live in Senate District 4, submit a resume, biography, or list of accomplishments, submit a letter of recommendation from a local elected official, answering the following prompt. Please describe how this woman, a veteran, has influenced your community and helped create a better place for all through her service, advocacy, or support for military personnel and veterans. The deadline for nominations has been extended until Wednesday, February 18th at 5 p.m. For more information, go to our website, sierrawave.net, and find this press release. Well, Eastern Sierra Avalanche Center is submitting an application for the Off-Highway Vehicle Grant Program through California State Parks for the 2026-2027 season. Eastern Sierra Avalanche Center is a community-supported 501c3 nonprofit organization whose mission is to inform and educate the public on avalanche conditions in the backcountry of the Eastern Sierra Nevada of California. The ESAC forecast area extends from Bishop to Virginia Lakes and includes avalanche terrain that is open to winter motorized use. The OHV grant would help ESAC fund increased education and outreach to winter OHV users, as well as support essential ESAC services, including the daily winter avalanche advisory. Following the submission of their preliminary application, there will be a period for public review and comment that begins on March 3rd, 2026, and will end on May 4th, 2026. Instructions and details on how to comment on the ESAC's preliminary grant application is available at esavalanche.org, or you can always go to our website at sierrawave.net. Now from C5 Studios Community Arts Center, Sierra 7 Arts Alliance presents region-wide art exhibition launching in Inyo County. In a unique and ambitious project, C5 Studios, Community Arts Center, and Annual Council for the Arts proudly present From Here to There, a regional touring exhibition, an art show that quite literally puts Inyo County on the map, opening on February 20th, 2026 in both venues in downtown Bishop. From Here to There, a regional tour exhibition, is the inaugural project of the Sierra 7 Arts Alliance. This is a collaborative network of art organizations formed in 2025, serving the central and eastern Sierra region. From Here to There begins its regional tour in the Inyo County on February 20th before touring the region between March and September 2026. A partnership between Arts and Cultural Alpine County, Amador County Arts Council, C5 Studio Community Arts Center, Inyo Council for the Arts, Mariposa County Arts Council, Mono Arts Council, and Tuolumne County Arts Council, the Sierra 7 Arts Alliance, is funded through Sierra Jobs First, a regional initiative working towards high-quality job growth, climate resilience, and economic prosperity in Alpine, Amador, Calaveras, Inyo, Mariposa, Mono, and Tuolumne counties. From Here to There is showing at work at both C5 Studios and Inyo Council for the Arts, with both venues opening on Friday, February 20th, for the opening reception. C5 Studios will be open from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. Inyo Council for the Arts will be open 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Big Pine Schools would like you to join them Thursday for an informational meeting about the dual enrollment program partnership with Cerro Coso. Leslie O'Brien McMaster, K-16 guidance counselor from Cerro Coso, will be providing an overview of the opportunities and a chance for parents to ask questions. It's such a great opportunity for our Big Pine graduates to possibly graduate high school with college credits. Let us know if you want to be joining them. It'll be on Thursday, February 12th, 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. in the boardroom. Snacks are provided. Email apeeler, that's A-P-E-E-L-E-R, at bigpineschools.org, or call 760-582-2058. And note, walk-ins are welcome. There is a lot more news out there on SierraWave.net or on Facebook, Instagram, or X at Sierra Wave Media. I'm Jason Brown. Thanks for listening. Since 1996, for 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it.